SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Abortion, a key focus during the Democratic National Convention. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Freedom is a central theme of Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, and it was featured prominently by Democrats at their convention. Most notably, they firmly tied the concept of freedom to the fight over abortion access. They view it as a winning political issue after the overturning of Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Democrats also used the freedom argument to slam Republicans on other social issues, from LGBTQ rights to the spread of book bans in schools. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve prepared to start cutting its key interest rate. He has not indicated, though, when the cuts would begin or how large they might be. Also at SRNNews.com, Taliban's new laws include a ban on Afghan women's voices and faces in public.
A top United Nations official has warned that the Taliban's new so-called vice and virtue laws provide a distressing vision for Afghanistan's future. The Taliban last week ruled a woman must conceal her voice, face and body outside the home as part of the country's first set of laws to prevent vice and promote virtue. Rosa Otunbayeva heads the UN mission in the country and denounced the laws as extending the already intolerable restrictions on Afghan women. The country's vice and virtue ministry can issue warnings or arrests if the laws are broken. Taliban officials have not responded to requests for comment on the UN criticism. I'm Nayan Kim.
China expressing opposition to the latest U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies over its ties to Russia's war in Ukraine. Beijing says it will adopt necessary measures to safeguard the rights and interests of the country's business. This is SRN News. An evangelical leader calling on Christians to get out and vote.
Troy Miller is president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, and he tells the Daily Caller that all believers need to get to the polls in November. Noting that millions of evangelicals did not vote in 2020, Miller says, quote, "As Americans, we are the stewards of a temporal home built on a foundation of faith to the best of its founders' abilities. We must do everything in our power to save America for the glory of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Arizona will decide in November whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitution. Arizona's Supreme Court ruling that a 200-word summary that abortion advocates use to collect signatures for a ballot measure is valid, clearing the way for the issue to remain on the ballot. Meanwhile, several states will also be voting on abortion in November. This is SRN News. Well, sensors can now read your sweat, we're not making this up, and predict overheating. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains why privacy advocates, though, are little concerned.
As global temperatures rise and summer months bring record high temperatures, employers are exploring wearable technologies to keep workers safe. A new crop of devices collect biometric data to estimate signs of heat stress and prompt workers to take a break before their health deteriorates. The devices, which were originally developed for athletes, firefighters, and military personnel, are gaining in popularity at a time when the Atlantic Council estimates the U.S. could lose approximately $100 billion annually from heat-induced lost labor productivity. But there are concerns about how the collected medical data will be protected and utilized. Some labor groups worry managers could use the data to penalize employees for taking needed breaks. Ron Taylor reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.